K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast in prime time. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. This is the Friday edition. Happy Friday, folks. K-State Nation, recording this just after work. A little bit different setup here on this podcast. I'll get into more of that as we move along on a special primetime edition of this podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. My postcast podcast co-host. Oh, man. For football, sometimes basketball. You know the drill. And bonus content. Again, we'll get it all in all that on this sort of long edition of the podcast. Here, all things K-State, and I'm just going to get into it right here. Actually, let's just do some shameless plugging here. Till now, what is this? The 10th of May, all the way up until next month, well, less than a month, really, the KC Metro Mile. Yes, shameless plugging, but figure, you know what? Why not? Why not promote this on this podcast? I'm going to start doing the same thing. On my other weekly podcast, even though that's not a weekly podcast, even though that's a once a week podcast. So I'll be doing that. KC Metro Mile, presented by KC Metro Mile, June 6th, Thursday night. It's not Thursday night football, Thursday night track under the lights out there, Rockhurst High School, Kansas City, Missouri. I'll get into more of that mid show. But yeah, so I'm gonna start doing that, promoting that. If you're a K-State fan living, this is gonna be directly. Now, last year, I was living in Manhattan. At the time, I was living in Manhattan, Kansas. My brother, Alex, told me about this race last year. Told me you should get into this. You should look into this. You should race this. You get into it, sign up, do it. It's gonna be a lot of fun doing it. And oh, I had a blast doing it last year. Came up shy short, but I was in the mix throughout the race, the 35 master division, what they call it. I don't know why they call it that way, but there are several different divisions, so it's a full night of mile action. Rockers, if you have again, this is pointing out, again, if you listen to this, Manhattan, Junction City, interested, definitely go check it out. Runsignup.com. Just type in KC Metro Mile. It should all pull up right there. I should know this. I only know what I have on top of my head. Several divisions, including obviously wrapping up with the men's elite mile going down. The last event of the night. Oh boy. You can just feel it's just a different atmosphere when it comes. Yes. Football and track are two different things, but when it comes to something under lights, just like it just brings back memories of my times. Again, not trying to date myself here, but my days, high school, under lights, the last night, the last event, 4x4. It don't get much hype than that. I'm telling you. If KC, you're in the KC metro area, you're interested or you want to come out and check this out, definitely make, well, you don't have to pay. Well, I don't know how much it is to get in. I don't assume it would be much to get in. But, yeah, it's pretty much sign up. If you sign up, again, I'll have more information next week, starting next week. But we're going to start promoting that on this show, on this podcast, Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State. And on my other podcast, the 3Y Podcast EG3, I'm going to start doing that next episode all the way up and through KC Metro Mile and postcast KC Metro Mile also. So look, I'm excited. I'm starting to really already lock in. I have a couple more races before that. So I figure, you know what? Let's just spice things up for the rest of the month of May, all the way to the first part of June. That's when the KC Metro Mile is. Rockhurst High School, Kansas City, Missouri, going down June 6th, 2024, under lights. Cannot wait. I signed up last weekend, finally, in the same division. More than likely the same players. more than likely. So, yeah, different divisions, high school, masters, open, in with high school girls and boys, elite mind races. So yeah, definitely it's gonna be something. It's gonna be something. And it's just, I shouldn't say shame. It's quite, I wouldn't say bothersome, but it should be more people out there. Just check it out. It's just one of those things, you know, come on out and see the stars in action. All the stars, whether that's the 6 per mile, 8 mile, whatever that is, even trying to go for sub 4. That's not me, but I'm going for another sub 4, some sorts on June 6th. Cannot wait to get there. Sorry, open the show with a little bit of curveball on y'all here in the podcast here. We did have, speaking of which, we do have some sort of breaking news. This happened yesterday, and it's also going to bring up a point for the bonus channel. Me and Alex A.M. recorded an episode back on Monday, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, only on Podbean. Again, that's a separate app. If you're interested in more Kansas State coverage with myself and Alex Aiden, go over there, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 Eddie's podcast. I've been saying it really for the last couple weeks now. If you have not been able to listen to any of the episode content that we've been able to post throughout the last several weeks now, we're back in a groove here on this podcast. We want to definitely start getting back into that, which we've been doing a good job on, even though we missed the weekend last weekend, but that shouldn't be a problem this weekend as things open up this weekend. So I'll leave it like that. But yeah, K-State, yep. So we'll be definitely be keeping track right now. Game 1, K-State baseball going on right now. I don't know the score right now as I'm recording this podcast in primetime during West Virginia, K-State on the road in Morgantown right now. This podcast is going to go up more than likely after the game. So you're probably going to know. We're going to do a postcast following the conclusion of the Saturday morning run tomorrow. Get that up before the 3 p.m. first pitch of game 2. Basketball. Okay. Transfer. I just got this off the news desk. Again, a lot of things happened last night, which changed the course of my night. So I apologize for that in late notice. So apologize to the Pearl Project Podcast listeners. But Cal State Fullerton, K-State got Max Jones, another Jones. So you lose RJ Jones. Okay, so this actually, so Max Jones committed to K-State. And I'm getting this off of Twitter per Joe Tipton. Tweeted this first. I'm getting this off of Cole Manbeck, one of the hosts of Three Mall, one of the other K-State podcasts. Go check those guys out. 2 to 3 of them, the hosts, live in the KC area, well, on the Kansas side of the KC metro area. So definitely check those guys out. I'll be listening to their latest episode that just dropped yesterday. And from what I heard, it's pretty good. So I'm definitely going to be listening to that tomorrow at some point. But the Cal State Fullerton transfer, Max Jones, yesterday committed to K-State. And K-State recently, as me and Alex talked about on the bonus channel on Podbean, talked about why K-State can't get any loss out on two other potential K-State transfer portal gets and lost them. You have to go back and listen to that. But yeah, so huge. And you're getting a scoring guard at that. So we talk about scoring the basketball. Look, K-State basketball had their issues. And somehow, I mean, Alex talked about that a little bit on that episode this week. How do they get the 20 wins? Is it beyond in an NIT berth? It's beyond me. I don't know. But this guy, Max Jones, we lost a Jones. We get a Jones back. RJ Jones, as I read, I think came up on this yesterday. I read this a little bit yesterday. Transferred. His transfer is complete. He is now a TCU Horned Frog. Boo for him. Well, boo for TCU. Good for RJ Jones. 2-year 3 first recruiting class with head coach Jerome Tang, Max Jones transfer from Cal State Fullerton. Jerome Tang, head coach, who returned after just searching for a possible opportunity, but luckily we get him back to K-State, and he gets Max Jones. Now, Max Jones, again, if I can switch to my laptop here, a 6'4 senior average, just shy of 15 points a game this past year, 38% shooting from downtown, and K-State beat Tech, hell yeah, in Louisville, among others there. So that's just a snippet there when I got there on the whole Twitter side of that as well. So you need scoring the basketball. You need, and what I've listened to from 3 Mall and a little bit of Go Power Cat, another K-State podcast, which if you have not already on your K-State podcast list, please add them along with the Pro Puncher podcast, all things K-State on this Friday, Eddie Greer III, on this special Friday edition. Yeah, so you need scoring. You already had Doug McDaniel. Yep, you have, Braden Housen. I believe that's right. We haven't been talking about much him. Braden Housen, you add him, who's a lethal three-point shooting, and now you get this guy, who also knows how to score a basketball. So K-State is trying to replace what they lost in the transfer portal. And this is actually, from what I can tell right here, a decent get for K-State right there as well. So, yeah, definitely an important get for them as they're trying to fill out the rest of this roster right here as well. So, it looks like here, as I'm getting updates in real time, K-State just struck first a couple minutes ago. They lead West Virginia 1-0. Now, again, when this podcast comes out, all that's going to change. But K-State striking first up there in Morgantown. It's important games down the line for K-State baseball, right? You need to keep winning in order to keep yourself in the conversation as far as, let me see if I can do two things at once. Keep yourself in the conversation as far as trying to get yourself in the conversation for a postseason berth, right? So that's what you're looking at. When you're talking about, now this is going to be wrong. There we go. But yeah, K-State, this is going to get a good transition here going into the weekend. Now, K-State baseball, 1-0 at the time of recording of the podcast, game 1 of 3, West Virginia. West Virginia is top 3 heading into the series. Now West Virginia, 15-9 in conference play. I'm going to focus on that. K-State is even 500. 12-12, you just took a series away from KU last weekend. What are you going to do with that momentum going on the road in one of the more tougher environments in all college athletics, okay? Right? So, K-State, you got some work to do now. These two teams heading into the series, almost identical. West Virginia, overall, 29-18. K-State, 28-19. One win off. So, if K-State can go up there, look, you can go up there and take a series. That's huge. And also, you have BYU waiting in the wings as well. BYU sucks ass. They're dead last in the Big 12. 6-19. 19-27. So, BYU, yes, they're good, decent. Now, they're decent in football, obviously. But I had no idea, and I'm telling the honest truth, no idea that they're that competitive in basketball. So start to learn this season a little bit. Now BYU in baseball, yeah, they're sorry. Look at just based off that right there, I don't need to even look at that. That's just sorry right there. So K-State, we don't want to overlook it too much, the importance of the series there when it comes to baseball right there. But important series for them. 1-0 right now. I don't know the inning in them. I just got the time update in real time, but we'll do a postcast again immediately following the conclusion of the Saturday run tomorrow near the plaza downtown. This is the Pro Project Podcast presented to you by the KC Metro Mile on June 6th. Eddie Greer III, host of the Pro Project Podcast, going to be doing some shameless plugging with this KC Metro Mile, because I'm going to be a part of this for the second consecutive year next month, June 6th, at Rockhurst High. For those of you who listen to this podcast, you're big K-State fans or love listening to other K-State sports or a Big 12 fan themselves, if you're interested in, well, you have, again, this is not some 5K or 10K you just sign up right off the bat. You have to run a certain mile time to enter, or they'll check it for you. So if you're interested or you want to come out, check this event out. It all starts, now again, I might be wrong, it all starts, I believe, at 6 or at 5. Again, more information to come. next week on the podcast. But yeah, Under Lights action. Now I know my event is going to start close to 8. I do know that for a fact. So I think all events kind of start, have spacing in between them as well. It's going to be a fun night. I just can't wait for this night there as well. And also, I'm going to say something as well while I'm thinking about it right now. So all the rest of the episode, daily episodes will be presented by KC Metro Mile, June 6th, in 2 weeks, almost from now. I'll be making my return. Now, I've sprinkled this in this week, in the episode this week of the podcast. We've been following Carl Bernat's journey throughout the regionals. If you've missed it, Carl Bernat clinched a berth in the NCAA championship meet next weekend in in Balls, California. Now, I probably butchered that city name. I'm sorry about that. But in California, we're going back to Cali where Alex at. Carl Bernat will be part of that championship field. And this is without her team qualifying for the NCAA championships. Incredible stuff right there. But sorry to get ADD here, Clint Boyer. 2 weeks from tomorrow, Bill Snyder, the 10th anniversary of the Bill Snyder 5K and 10K. No, not 10K. 5K half marathon. Excuse me. So too many 10s in that sentence. Again, that's those of you back in Manhattan, Junction City, Wallamigo. Those of you going to participate in that. Now that, you can go ahead and jump in and sign up. KC Metro Mile. That's going to be determined only if you can run a certain mile time. So let's get those two things cleared out right now. So there you go on that. Yeah, so 2 weeks from tomorrow, Bill Snyder, 10th anniversary of this race. I cannot wait. I'm anxiously waiting also for this as well. So yours truly will look to defend the 5K crown from a year ago. I was 0-2 last weekend and trying to repeat, hopefully. But as a lot of people say, I mean, you're close to that win. Yes, age group. Age wins is fine. I get that. But I want to win. I want to win the whole shebang, right? So hopefully, hey, maybe KC Metro Mile, maybe Bill Snyder, one of those two, maybe. We'll see. And KC Metro Mile, you're right there in the mix, right up to the last minute. All of a sudden, bam, everybody goes Sonic Hedgehog. You're right there in the mix. So you got to make a few adjustments here and there. But I'm just so psyched up for really the next 3 weekends after this one. This one is a non-racing weekend, and the weekend in between Bill Snyder 5K in the Metro Mile here in Kansas City, there's no racing for me. And I know there's the Hospital Hill. I'm not doing that. Stop saying I'm not going to do that. So no, don't come on me and ask that when it comes to that right there, baby. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, coming to you on this Friday edition. Eddie Greer III here on this primetime Friday edition. Hope everyone had a solid week there as well. Okay, so already mentioned Carl Bernat there as well. And earlier today, Matt Wells spoke, had a press conference himself. Matt Wells, let's catch up everybody now. Matt Wells, Connor Riley last year moved up to OC. He will still do duties with the old line. He will be partnering up with the latest new OC, co-OC Matt Wells. You know that name very well in the Big 12, coming over from Texas Tech, one-time head coach. Now back to his old offensive coordinator duties. He spoke to the media earlier today. Joe Klineman, also DC 4K State, he also spoke. And I have not seen these yet. Keep in mind, I have not seen these yet, so I cannot comment on any of these further until probably further notice, maybe on a separate episode, and maybe on a bonus episode with Alex next week. We can get into more of that, because we have not talked about football quite as much as we wanted to on the podcast. But again, we've been hyped. I've been promoting that. We have all summer to get ready for the 2024 season. Avery Johnson, the latest return of Dylan Edwards. You missed the episode on the main feed. Go back, check that out wherever you get your podcast. there as well. So there is that. I do want to I recorded this early this morning, but I was in a crappy mood. But track and field going on right now. The Big 12 Champ also going on as I'm recording this podcast. The track events just started for the Big 12 Championships down in Waco, Texas. K-State coming off of yesterday. Two champions in a hammer throw. Talking about, I've been mentioning these two all year long. Really, Kay McCall, since the start of the Purple Project podcast, All Things K-State, presented by Casey Metro Mile. And Monique Hardy has stepped up her game to another level this year, winning almost everything this year that the season has to offer there. As well, Kay McCall, Monique Hardy, Big 12 champions yesterday there as they win their hammer throw there as well. And for Kay McCall, it's the first for K-State winning this event in the championship. And for K-State, Monique Hardy winning the Big 12 title since 2019 as when Helen and Boskin did it as well. Crazy stuff going on right now as well. Greg Watson, the assistant coach, was pretty pleased with that performance across the board there as well. Others, I do want to highlight some others here before we wrap up the show. On this podcast here, Eddie Greer, Alex Aiden, Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State, wherever you get your podcast, iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. You're right, Big Skate in the heptathlon, as that was concluding today as well. She came into heptathlon 11th, actually, no, the high jump, 11th. Also, Big Skate, shot put, she actually won that shot put. As well, also in the women's hammer throw with the winning Monique Hardy, Big 12 champion, right? Charlotte Kadamo Williams came in 10th, Jasmine Greer 12th, Beckett Skate in the heptathlon 200 meters came in 9th, in the men's javelin throw, Riley Marks, count it, podium 3rd, and then Joe Palsek. Just outside the top 10 there. Alex Gutierrez in the 1500, 26 with a 3:51. Sydney Burton in the preliminary 1500 meters, 4 minutes and 32 seconds there. 400 meter hurdles, Jordan Edwards, 8th. Levine Albert, 9th. And Delaney Wright did not participate in this. And Josephine Wanju, who won one of the cross country events this year back in the fall, took place in her first 10,000 meters. What a weird time to be doing that, but she came in 10th with a 35:45, which was the first time PR. Obviously, you're going to do that there as well. So, obviously, we'll be keeping track of that as well as we move along this weekend. We'll have postcasts of K-State baseball throughout this weekend as they are leading right now. Let's just cheat a little bit and check back in with baseball right now. Let's see what we got here. A little cheat a little bit here. Let's see what we got here. So, yeah, they started just an hour ago. Let's see if we can pull this up real quick. Cheat a little bit. Go on StatCast. Damn. Look at that. So, right on cue, West Virginia just scored a run. So, West Virginia ties K-State. Oh, K-State added a run. Never mind. So, we got to fast forward to this a little bit. So, K-State, West Virginia did tie it in the bottom of the second inning with a run of their own. And K-State just went ahead of West Virginia right now. So, in the top of the fourth, it is 2-1 K-State Wildcats on top. K-State, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They have left 3 so far in this baseball game. You're getting a live update here on the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State presented to you by the KC Metro Mile going down June 6th. West Virginia, a run, 2 hits, no errors. They've also left 3 left standing right there. So again, when this comes out, episode comes out later on in a couple of hours, you should know the final score of this game. And K-State hang on and steal game 1 and get a game in the Big 12 stands. More importantly, they need wins right now. That's the bottom line. Stay in the conversation for regionals or whatever the case it is. You need wins. So that's what K-State will try to do here against West Virginia over the weekend. Boy, we have covered a wide range of stuff here on the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State. That is the tagline for this podcast here on the show. If it's your first time listening on this podcast, thank you so much for listening to tonight's episode, this will go out immediately following, or I should say in another hour and a half, it will be posted for you guys to listen to. So this extra bonus edition, I shouldn't say bonus, that's for the Podbean channel, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, only on Podbean with myself and Alex Aiden. So the latest episode is up now. Look for PPPW bonus, Purple Project Podcast Weekly bonus. That's what you're looking at right there. It is starred right there for you to find, easy to find right there, along with one other bonus episode from my other podcast. You can find it right there only on Podbean as well. But if you've been following the show for a while, since the beginning of the year, or been in and out, or since the very, 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 very beginning of the Purple Project Podcast, we thank you so much. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. But that's going to do it for this jam-packed Friday edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. And again, I'm going to be doing this presented to you by the KC Metro Mile, going down in KC, Missouri, Rutgers High, June 6th, under lights and prime time. It can't get no better than that. I'm telling you right now. More information to come on that as we move along the month of May. But for right now, we have waved the checkered flag on this edition of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening all week long. Again, if you missed out on any of the fallings of Carla Bernat's journey or progress throughout the week, go back and check those episodes out. Carla Bernat going to the NCAA championship meet next week. So there's that. Yeah, Cooper Schultz starting his regionals next week as well. Track and field looking to get, I would assume, Kay McCall and Malik Hardy going to regionals as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes besides transfer portal stuff between football and basketball. So there's that in. Big get for K-State basketball yesterday, getting Max Jones from Cal State Fullerton. Purple Project Podcast. I'll say it out there, Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.